The leader of Britain's oppositional Labour Party, Keir Starmer, used the Parliament's Prime Minister's questions time to make a historical observation. He made clear that Rishi Sunak's election as Prime Minister showed that the nation can overcome still simmering racial and ethnic tensions at a time of concerns about migration.
The first British Asian Prime Minister is a significant moment in our national story. And it's a reminder that for all the challenges we face as a country, Britain is a place where people of all races and all beliefs can fulfil their dreams. Yeah. That's not true in every country, and many didn't think that they would live to see the day when it would be true here. It's part of what makes us all so proud to be British.
Yeah. Yet Starmer quickly criticised Suella Braverman's appointment as Home Secretary just 6 days after she resigned over data breaches. Prime Minister Sunak responded.
He asked about the Home Secretary. The Home Secretary made an error of judgment, but she recognised that. She raised the matter and she accepted her mistake. And that's why I was delighted to welcome back into a united cabinet that brings experience and stability to the heart of government. And let me tell you, Mr Speaker, what the Home Secretary will be focused on. She'll be focused on cracking down on criminals. Defending our borders, while the party opposite remains soft on crime and in favour of unlimited immigration.
It comes after the government delayed announcing its plan to repair Britain's finances until November 17th. Chancellor Jeremy Hunt suggested the delay was prudent to avoid more market turbulence.
Number one priority is economic stability and restoring confidence that the United Kingdom is a country that pays its way.
An earlier rushed-through tax plan was among the reasons why Liz Truss resigned after just 6 weeks in office, making her the shortest-serving prime minister in British history. Yet with key figures from both the Truss and previous Boris Johnson administrations returning, it's now up to the 42-year-old Sunak to restore trust in government. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.